We are learning Masechta Zivamis Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting the last line, second to last line from Daf Gimel Amud Al. It says in the Mishnah there are 15 arayis that pater the Yibum, and they pater their co-wife, and Sarah Sein. And the Mishnah, at the end of that group, it's the middle of the Mishnah, says again, Harei Elu Poitra Tarasayim, Tarasayim, Rechlitzim, Rayibim, Atsayif Elim. It's sandwiched between two, like, rules, and it sounds like only these 15, and that's it. It starts with 15, and it ends with, and Harei Elu, only these 15. It's Mashma coming to exclude something by giving these numbers, giving number 15, and we say at the end, Harei Elu. So what are, what are we coming to exclude when we say, Dafka, these 15 Arayis, Pater, Tarasayim, and nothing else? So Mar says, Miyana de Reisha Lemutimai, or Miyana de Seifa Lemutimai. When it says the Reisha 15, and when it says the Seifa, Arei Elu, Paitreis, that's Mashba, Elu, and that's it, what are we coming to exclude? So Gemara is going to bring in this next few lines, four different possibilities of Arabs. So the first way Gemara says is Lemute de Rav vede Rav Asi. What's Rav and Rav Asi? Rav says something called Saras Saita. And Rav Asi says something called Saras Islandus. We're going to give you the case, but without the reason for it. The Zalacha Rav says that a Saras Saita is Asura. That means you have Reuven and Shimon. Again, Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven is the one who's going to die. Reuven has two wives. He has one wife, no problems with. His other wife is a little problematic. She's been secluding with men, and he warns her, and she becomes a Saita. The Zalacha is, once someone becomes a Saita, before they drink the water, they are Asur to their husband. Then Reuven passes away from stress. He had a heart attack. He died. Reuven died, and he left two wives, the Saita and Bracha, two wives over here. So what's the halacha? So the Saita, the halacha is also the Yibum, because since the Saita was also to Reuven, she becomes the Erva to Shimon as well. What about the co-wife, Bracha? She also asked to Shimon or not? So that Rav says, Tsaras Saita is also. That's one halacha. Rav Asi's halacha is Tsaras Islandus. That means someone who marries an Islandus, and he did it pedas. He knew she was an Islandus, he married her. And Reuven married an Islandus and Bracha. And the halacha is that Islandus can't do Yibum, because since she can't have children, she can't be Hakim Shame. The whole one of the points of Yibum is to have a child from that makes Reuven have a child, but she can't have a child, so there's no din Yibum on her. What about her Tsara, her co-wife? Again, so Rav Asi says Tsaras Islandus is Potter. So that's Rav and Rav Asi. Armish saying no, we don't hold Rav and Rav Asi. We hold the Torah is Mutter. La Fuke Lamute the Rav the Rav Asi. We're coming to the Mishnah is 15 and Arei Elu. One is coming to exclude Rav, which is Tsaras Saita. The other one's coming to exclude Rav Asi, which is Tsaras Islandus. Okay, that's good. We can say we don't hold the Rav and Rav Asi. But what Rav and Rav Asi can't argue the Mishnah. What do they do? What's the Mishnah coming to exclude according to them? The Rav and Rav Asi Lamute Mai, what are we coming to exclude? So isfirlu da'adadi, if they hold of each other, so then we need two things to be might. So then, chada lamute tzaras ma'menes, v'chada lamute tzaras machzer g'shasei. Because if they hold of each other, so they hold both tzaras saita and tzaras islandus are potter, the co-wives are potter. Right. So therefore, our Mishnah can't be coming to exclude that, because that is like our Mishnah.
Right.
No, there's two miyutim in our Mishnah. The first miyut, tesvav, and re'elu. See, there are two more. So what are the two? Tsaras Ma'menes and Tsaras Machzer G'shasei. What are those? Tsaras Ma'menes is a case where Reuven was married to a Ketana, not related to Shimon, but Reuven married to a Ketana and to Bracha. That's the two of co-wife. And Reuven died. And after Reuven died, this Ketana didn't mean on the Yavam. The halacha is that there's a new way to do Yibum. There's Yibum, Chalitza, and Mion by a Ketana. That if Reuven is married to a Ketana, she could do Mion on the Yavam, and she's potter from Yibum. So she did Yibum. What about her co-wife? Is her co-wife mutter be Yibum or not? Because Yibum works Mafreya. What? What? It's neither. It's like it's oiker l'mafreya the marriage. It breaks up the marriage of Mafreya. Right, of Reuven's marriage. Right, she never married Reuven. Is the co-wife mutter now? Co-wife tells she be mutter. And there should be mutter be Yibum. The halacha is that the Chazal said no, that the tzara is also why. Otu tzara's bitoy memamenes. The halacha is if a shasta filo, or this ketana was a bitoy, then even though she's memayin, still the co-wife is also because b'shasta filo was tzara's erva. Because of gzeira otu that they masakin that a tzara's memamenes is also be Yibum. That's the main gzeira also be Yibum.
In this case,
so. This is not Rav Rasi, this is a new case. Yeah.
Talking about those two cases and these, they're talking about where it's Shimon's daughter?
No, the Mishnah's daughter. No, none of them are Erva. The Erva was, the first two cases, the wasn't an Erva. One's a Sarah Saita, which is Tikla Erva. The other one was Islandess, wasn't Saita at all. It was just the Asar B'Ivim, the Islandess. It was different cases. None of the cases are daughters, are relatives. Sarah Saimedes is Otu a case of Bitai. It's Xera Otu that. And our Mishnah is teaching us, according to Rashi, that even though it's Asar, Le Mifter Mechalitza, you still have to do Chalitza. You still have to do Chalitza. That's the halacha. That's what our Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying is dafka these are part of chalitza yibum, but saras mimamenes has to do chalitza. And what's the last case? It's saras machzir gershasay. Let's say Reuven divorced his wife. He had a second wife bracha the whole time. He divorced his wife. That wife went ahead and married someone else. Got divorced from that wife, from that husband. Well, that husband died, and now he remarried his old wife. The halacha is also to do. It's called machzir gershasay. You're not machzir gershasay once she goes to marry someone else. And so Reuven had an illicit marriage over here with this Max Rishasai. So there is the co-wife mutter or not. Obviously, Max Rishasai has the Isser of Yibum because it's like the Gemara's and Darshan is similar to Saito, Hutama, Satoma, whatever. Shalaz of Tsaras, Max Rishasai mutter or not. And that our Mishnah Kamashlon, that they need chalitza for that. You need chalitza. It's also do. It's you need chalitza for that. That's why it's saying it's not part of chalitza yivam. So according to Rav and Ravasi, you hold that tzara's soita and tzara's islandess are do part of that tzara. That tzara is potter. So that could have been included on Mishnah. Mishnah really would have 17. So what's coming to Lamute? Coming to Lamute, tzara's mimamenes and tzara's machzir gershasai. If Rav and Ravasi don't hold of each other. So then, chadol mutechavrei. So one of them is coming to mind the friends halacha. Let's say Rav Asi says one of the mutim mir tzaras saita, and according to Rav, one of the mutim mir of tzaras islandess, and the other one could either be the chadol mute oy tzaras amenas oy tzaras machzir gershasai. Either one of them. Okay, that we have all the mutim. Now you just have to explain. Lefi Rav and Rav Asi hold that tzaras saita and tzaras islandess do part of the tzara. Why did our Mishnah say it then? Our Mishnah is not coming to exclude it, so why didn't our Mishnah say that, actually? There's 17 cases of Patra Chlitz V'Yivam. There's a case of Tzara's Saita, and there's a case of Tzara's Islandess. So the Gemara says, you know why I didn't say it? L'Rav L'Rashi L'Snu L'Fishayim V'Tzara Tzara. It's not possible to have a Tzara's Tzara. Why not? Why can't I have a Tzara's Tzara? Because usually, how do you have a Tzara's Tzara? Usually the case is that the Reuven's wife, one of them was an Erva to Shimon, but she wasn't an Erva to Levi. So Levi could do Yibam on the Tzara, on the co-wife, always. But here, could the Levi do could Yibam on the co-wife or on this lady? No. Because here the Erva was to everyone. Tzara Saita is not Dafka to Shimon, it's to all the brothers, the Saita Zasa. The same thing Islandess, it's also to all the brothers. So it's not possible to have Tzara Tzara. You got it? Is that positive Tzara Tzara? Usually you have Tzara Tzara is, for example, Shimon's daughter, Reuven marries his niece, right? Reuven married niece. So now, when Reuven died, the Bitoi is also, therefore Pat is the co-wife, so Shimon can't, is Pat Yibam either one, both of them. But Levi is Chayv Yibam for Reuven's wife, because it's not his daughter. So there is
why Shimon is an Aser?
Because his daughter, it's his daughter, and the Pat is the Tzara's Erva's Pat also, the co-wife of the Erva. So now, the Tzara's Erva, who is Bracha, married Levi, and Levi had two wives. Not only is bracha also to Shimon if Levi dies without children, even the co-wife of bracha is also, because tzara tzara. But in this case of tzara saita, it's impossible to have a case of tzara tzara. Why? We have the saita of Reuven's wife has a saita and bracha. So now when Reuven dies, according to Rav, bracha is also to Shimon. But bracha is also to Levi also, and to Yehuda also, and to Yisachar and Zvulun also. Because the Isis Machmas Reuven, the tzara saita, it's not something specific in Shimon. It's his erva. It's not his daughter. It's not his sister. It's not his mother-in-law, it's all the brothers. Not half path left tzara tzara. Therefore, Mr. doesn't mention it. Avada has part of achlitz meivim, the tzara. But it could have been in our Mishnah. But don't have tzara tzara. That's what I'm saying in our Mishnah.
Why is the soita in Moshe
to Levi? Why? Because same reason also the Shimon.
No,
because also Reuven. Right. The halacha is any if a wife is also to Reuven, there's no yibum on that. Once it's the Reuven, no even on that. So once it's that, all the brothers are the same, are equal in that. It's not like a bita which is specific to Shimon, or any of those Arabs is specific to Shimon. So the Gemara Vaita, what's the Makar? Everyone's waiting for this. What's the Makar that Erva is part of Yibam, because maybe an Erva is Mutter Yibam, and that a Tzara's Erva is part of Yibam, and a Tzara's Sarah is part of Yibam? How do you know? It's all one drash really. No anamil. Torah varano. It says in the Brisa. The pasuk says in the Torah, Isha elachoyz leisikach. A person should not take a wife and her sister, litzror, as a co-wife. Legalis avosa alehav v'chayehav while she's alive. And we learn out from here that his wife is alive. He can't marry his wife's sister. After his wife dies, he can marry his wife's sister. But what do you need lashon aleha? Said b'chayehav, that'd be enough. When she's alive, what do you need aleha? Aleha is extra. Aleha ma'atam aleha. Why is it an extra word aleha? So Gemara says, we make a drasha like this. It says a pasuk about Yevama, Yevama yava yaleha. And I will learn from there that Yibum is mutter no matter what. I would think Yibum is mutter in any arayas that says in the Torah. Yibum is mutter arayas in the Torah. Akas v'dabe. So we make a drasha. Nema kan aleha, it says by Yavam aleha. Nema lahalon, it says by Achois ishto aleha. Ma lahalon b'mokim mitzvah. Avkam b'mokim mitzvah. Just like Yavama is aleha is b'mokim mitzvah. The pasuk that says you're not allowed to take your wife's sister, aleha says even b'mokim mitzvah. Even by Yibum. Oro machmano loy sikach. Even b'mokim mitzvah, you're not allowed to take your wife's sister. So we see from here that if your wife's sister falls to Yibum, how's the case possible? Reuben and Shimon marry two sisters. Reuben dies. And Reuben's wife, which is Shimon's wife's sister, falls to him. There's no Yibum. It's possible lo yisikach. There's an Isser to take that wife. Dainli Elohi. So you see an Erva from this pasuk Aleha. You see lo yisikach Aleha. You see that your Erva is Potter be Yibum. Dainli Elohi. So Rosh 9. How you know Reuben's co-wife is also Potter be Yibum Echlitza. Menayin. Tam Aloimar, extra pasuk, Letzrar. What's it again? Letzrar. What's that again for? That teaches us that the tzara is also a potter and from Yibum Echalitza. And it's even actually also Echalitza from Yibum. Ve'eli ala tzara asa, tzara tzara asa m'nayin. How do you know? Tamalayim ala tzarar. Tzara is a la tzor. Why ala tzarar? It's like an extra lashon. Tamalayim ala tzarar, ala tzor, teaches us that even tzara is asa. So very gishmak. We found out by Achayis Yisha, it's the first apostolic, that it's asa even makam Yibum, and the tzara is potter, and the tzara is potter. Ve'eli ala Achayis Yisha. We only know here the erva of a chayis isha, but there's another 14 arayas. How do you know? Shai arayas v'nayin. Amrit, we'll make a mamatzinum. Which Taisha speaks out, it's not really a mamatzinum, you learn it from a hekesh. Hekesh der abyayin. Amrit, uma chayis isha miyachedis. She erva. V'chayav mazene karas. She's an erva, and there's a chi of karas. V'ashugah hasachatas. We know anything that's karas, v'shugah hasachatas. V'asur liyabim. And we learn from a lad that's isa yibim. Af kol shu erva. Everything that's erva v'chayavim al zedayne karas v'ashugah zechatos asur liyabim. We learn that every other erva also has the same halacha. Ve'in le'alehin, we only know them tzarasei menayin. How do you know the tzara? Amrit uma achos ishim yichedes she erva v'chayavim al zedayne karas v'ashugah zechatos v'asur liyabim tzaras asura. Make the same amatzinu, exact same amatzinu. Just like we find by Achos Isha, which is an erva, and it's chayiv koros, and it's shoygiz chatas, and it's also to yibum, and it's a rasa zasura, af kol, she erva, v'chayom azane koros, v'shoygiz chatas, asura yabim, tzaras asura, the tzaras asur. Mekan omra chomim, chomish esay noshim, the 15 noshim, paiteres tzarasayim, they part their co-wives, the tzaras tzarasayim, the co-wives of the co-wives, minachalitza minayivim, at soif oilam, until the rest of the brothers, 100 brothers. Now we're not going to go through the six arayas. That's Mishnah Daf Gimel. But I'll give you an example. There are altogether 21 arayas that chayav karas. 15 of them we said in our Mishnah patas merayivim. There's another six arayas which is not possible to have shur case. For example, Shimon's mother is impossible to ever be married to Reuven and to fall to Reuven and to fall to Shimon. It means Shimon's mother can never be married to Reuven and will never fall to Yibam. Why not? Why can, maybe it's not Reuven's mother, because halacha is that Reuven's now marry his father's wife. So Shimon's mother is automatically Reuven's father's wife, because Reuven and Shimon got even related by the father to be have Yibum. So it's impossible for Imai, one of the Arayas, to fall to Yibum, because it's impossible to marry his brother. Same thing, Aim Imai, same thing. Aim Imai also. And the six Arayas did. So now we're saying, Yochol Shani Marba. That the six arayas also the co-wives are potter from Yibum. Yochshi marba af shesh arayas chamurus meilu sheitzaraseim asuras. That the co-wives should be aser. So what would be the case? He can't marry his brother. So let's say your mother is married to Gimple, and Gimple has another wife, Bracha, and Gimple passes away. Is that your brother, Gimple? Could Shimon marry Bracha? It's a co-wife of his mother. So you would think that case is aser as well. Bekitza, shloi b'maka mitzvah, basically. Shloi b'maka mitzvah. Like Tosfos speaks out, have a muscle name, shloi b'maka mitzvah. Shloi b'maka mitzvah, you would think, it could be a bita also. A bita is married to Gimple also, the same thing. You would think shloi b'maka mitzvah. She also pata the tzara, let's see it inside. Yachal shani marba af sheish arayis chamurois, be'elu. She ate to resay ma'asurois, amrit. Uma achois ishtam yichedah, she erva. V'chayav ma'azana karas. She's an erva and she has chiv karas and chatas. And she could be married to your brother. And also do yibum. But tiras asura. Av kol she erva. It's passed married to your brother. Vasura liyavim. Tiras asura. Yotzu sheish arayis chamurois. The six arayis that are chamurois. Meilu. Hoil di ev shel nosel achem. They can marry your brother. Like we said, your mother can marry Reuven. It's only a possible really of a tzara, only ma'ach from your brother, with his makam mitzvah, and then we have a din of eishes ach. So the Gemara says, we learn after machayis ishtoi this halacha of tarasa asura, azara shemanu. So we see from here, there's an issa loy sikach. You can't marry this Arab, you can't marry even tzara's Arab. Oynish mnayin, hey no oynish. And the Gemara's question like this, you would think maybe, but makam yibum, it becomes mutter. The Arab becomes mutter, the Tzar becomes mutter. There's a new halacha, loy sikach, which is a lav. Loy sikach aleha, a lav. But maybe it's the oynish. So oynish v'nayim, amakra, it says at the end of that parasha, at the end of the parasha of Arayis, where it says loy sikach, and it says, kichol ashi yasa makal te'evas el v'nichrusu nafashas oysa v'karev amam. It says v'nichrusu. And that's going back to the whole parasha, including loy sikach. Including loy sikach. That's what we know, there's an oynish of karas. Even on a case, when we say Lesikach, the Asas, the Tzara, and the Erev, and everyone, there's an Issa chorus on that. So, Al Kaponim, we just got the parrots of, we got here the Pshat of the Machais Yishu, learning all the lochas of Tzara's Erev. Just, I'll be remiss, just not to mention, Kivegas Kasha on Tzara's Tzara. We need a drosha here for Tzara's Tzara, right? Right? We need a drosha here. Why do we need a drosha for Tzara's Tzara, a special drosha? Once we said that Tzara, the co wife, is Asar, what happens? She becomes an Eishes Ach. If she's an Eishes Ach, she has Leibonim, so she herself is an Erva. So automatically, when Levi dies, she automatically, the co-wife of Bracha, automatically is a Tzara's Erva. Because Bracha became an Erva through becoming an Eishes Ach. So why do you need Drasha for that? Pasha typically, it's being a Tzara's Erva. That's where Kivei Gizkasha, and listen to your local Raid Bite, or